Hey everyone, this is Cody, and we are on our Talk to Me Tuesday podcast. And so last week we talked about our energy and kind of how we can maximize our energy. And this week we're kind of touching on, as numbers are rising in Iowa, and you know, we have all this uncertainty, we're going to talk about hope in the dark. And I've been reading this book by Craig Rochelle of Hope in the Dark, and its whole concept of believing God is good even when life isn't. And so, you know, for me, this is a real podcast, as in the last year, I've had two very close family members pass away, and it's tough. And, you know, God is still good, but life right now doesn't seem good. And I want to talk to you a little bit about this idea of, you know, life can be bad, even though God is good. We think that, you know, life has to be all butterflies and rainbows all the time when we're with God, because, you know, God is bigger than everything. But at the same time, as I'm learning, is that you grow closer to God in the valleys, and even in the moment of when we talk about the valley of the shadow of death, the verbiage changes in Psalm 23. And so when you read that chapter, you read it, and it goes, you know, in verse 1 of Psalm 23, a psalm of David: "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." And then it shifts: "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." You see, in the first couple verses, he talks about the Lord, and he refers to him as he. But then in verse 4, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil." Why? "For you are with me." The whole name of God change, not it, the name of God doesn't change, but what he's referring to God, instead of he, almost like a distant being, it's talking about you, that relationship. And I think that's crucial, because, you know, it's always good to lie down in green pastures, but when life gets tough, that's normally when we hit our knees and pray. When life gets tough, that's when we cry out to God the most. And so in our life, it's hard to trust God. It's hard to rely on him and know that he's good when life is not. And so we have questions that maybe pop up, that, you know, where are you, God? Why don't you care? Why aren't you doing something? And maybe life just seems unfair. And then we have this almost like contemplation of whether we believe in God or not at that point. That's the biggest kind of trigger for people, of whether they believe in God or not, because then they start questioning, you know, if there is a God and God is good and he has the power to overcome everything, then how could he have let something like this happen? And it's easier for people to believe there is no God rather than believe in a God that is good, that lets things happen that are bad. And we have this crisis of belief in our life. And a lot of times it's not just a one and done thing. A lot of times it's not, oh, you know, God is good, and we go through this trial, and then we struggle, and then we believe, and everything will be better. because now we've been through that trial and we believe in God. Normally, there's multiple times in our life where we have this crisis of belief. We go through a hard time. We struggle with believing that God is still good. And then we overcome that and we learn and we move forward. And a lot of times we need to remember God's goodness, remember what he has done for us, accept where we are and say, okay, God, I am here. I'm struggling. And really put our trust and our hope in God, saying, okay, God, maybe this doesn't make sense to me, but I don't see the full picture. I don't understand what you're doing right now, but I'm going to trust in you. You can look around the world right now. We are in a pandemic, at least in America right now. We, in the Midwest, all the numbers are on the rise. Schools, churches, you know, we're all starting to wonder if it's all going to be shut back down. And so a mixture between that and people are depressed, they're struggling, you know, we're being tested. Our faith is being tested. How much are you willing to trust and put your trust in God, saying that no matter what happens, I will trust you? You know, for me, my father passed away last year, and I've been still to this day, I struggle with it from time to time, and I probably will for years to come. And then just recently, last week, my grandfather passed away in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of not being able to be home, in the midst of not being able to have a funeral for him for who knows how long. All of these uncertainties, all of these, you know, life is not good moments. And it really boils down to, how far will I go to trust God? What will happen in my life that I'm willing to say, okay, God, I know this doesn't make sense. I know this isn't good, but God, you are still good and I will trust you. I need you to be my shelter. I need you to be my strong tower. I need you to refresh my soul, to guide me along the right paths, so that when I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear not. Why? Because God is with me. And so we get to this point in our life where, you know, we struggle and we have questions. And, you know, things that we need to realize is that, you know, it's okay to have doubts. It's okay to have struggles. You don't have to be this Christian that is like this mega Christian saying, you know what, everything's good, God is good. You know, even prophets, even David, who was known as a man after God's own heart, was discouraged, expressed doubts. But what they did was they prayed and they expressed those doubts and really questioned God, not who he was, but what's going on. They were transparent to God. And then the most crucial part that I want you guys listening to this is the first part of their prayers, the first part of their times talking with God is, you know, crying out to him, saying, God, where are you? God, why are you allowing my enemies to come against me? And then they always ended with praising and worshiping God, trusting in him. And that's how we need to live our life is, you know, is really be transparent with God. He already knows our thoughts, but saying, God, you know, where are you? I'm struggling with this. I need your help. And then at the end, don't end on negativity, but end on positive things, thinking and putting your thoughts on good things, as the Bible says, and trusting and putting and really just telling God how much you love him, worshiping who he is, saying, God, you are good all the time. No matter what, you are good. You know, all the time you are good, as the saying goes. God is good all the time, and all the time, you know. Or knock, and the door will be open. Ask, and you shall receive. You know, we have these sayings that, you know, we really kind of trust and, you know, kind of put our hope in. But really then at the end of your talk with God, your time with God, just worship him. Tell him how good he is. Give him thanks. Give him praise. And watch what that will do for your life or even your thinking. Because it takes your mind off the negative things in your life and then reconnects it and puts it in God and where God is. And so remember this week, you know, as numbers are on the rise, as schools are probably talking about what they're going to be doing next, as churches are talking about what they're going to do next, is that, you know, life may not seem good. I don't know what you're going through, but I hope this encourages you today that there is hope even in the darkest times. That I am right there. You know, life does not seem good right now. We're in a pandemic. You know, my family members have passed away. Things are struggling. There's uncertainty that lies ahead. But at the same time as there is uncertainty, there is hope in the midst of whatever you're going through. So give God praise this week. Take your mind off the negative things and put it into godly things. Think about him. And you'll watch how the things of this world will fall away for a short period of time. And that will help you. So tune in next week. We love you guys. Thanks for watching. Subscribe. Send this to whoever you need to listen to this. And we'll be back next week for our Talk to Me Tuesday.